Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a big party show on Channel 94.1.
Well, there's a new casino possibly coming to Carter Lake.
Sweet.
The Ponca tribe got approval. This comes after nearly a decade of appeals, legal reviews. The tribe plans to build a casino on 5 acres of land that it owns there at Carter Lake.
I wonder
the tribe
what
that chairman
is.
Says that the 1,800 square foot casino will have roughly 2,000 slot machines, 50 table games, and 150 room hotel.
Yeah. Wow, that was that room full of people that I saw. I was like, man, that's going to change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm down with it, having a casino between the airport and downtown.
It will be awesome.
You know, it'll be a smaller one.
Hey, but you know what, Jeff? It's on this side of the river is what we need. We need it here.
But it is
but
funny
it's Iowa.
That'll be.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We know that it's Iowa, but it's still on the west side of the river. Most people don't know that. They'll always think it's Omaha.
Yes.
I mean, people flying to town will be like, oh, this is Omaha's casino.
You bet. So.
I know, but money-wise, I'm saying. For
our money goes to
them
anyway. I know. We need to have a casino here that's ours.
That's,
but
somewhere, you know. The Venetian is crying.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have had palaces of the biggest casinos.
Yeah.
Next to... the Quest Center.
Think about jobs and all that stuff.
But we said no, because we don't want to gamble with the good life.
No. So we'll just gamble with the good life across the way. So both the Iowa and Nebraska Attorney General say that they're going to review the order to see if they want to challenge it again. But if not, this is like could be full steam ahead. No word on when that would be when they would break ground and then when it would be up and running. But the Missouri Riverfront could be getting a change. Efforts to revitalize it are underway. There was a public meeting last night, and the planning committee shared a revised plan, and it focuses on different areas near the Missouri River waterfront, starting with plans to expand the Gene Leahy Mall down towards the river, making the riverfront on both sides more accessible for drivers and pedestrians by opening up places that people can't or don't go to now, like the river's edge
Wouldn't we agree? We all grew up here, and it was like, there's too much stuff in the way to get down to the river. Like, we need to learn to use our riverfront. Now, the city will say, well, yeah, because there was Asarco. You remember the lead problem?
Mm-hmm.
It was an industrialized area.
Yeah.
Now we're finally going to, I guess, clean it up.
Good.
Well, good. I feel like most cities embrace their waterfront. Most cities' waterfronts, like if you've got a cool river city, that's where the action's at, you know? Like,
and it'd be easy. I mean, would it not? It's just a slam dunk to me to use that water.
So there's going to be a third meeting, I guess, in January, and there'll be like a new revised plan with more input from the public. But hopefully we'll be seeing some strides to get that riverfront revitalized even more than they have been doing. Mass murderer Charles Manson in grave condition at a California hospital. There are reports that the cult leader was brought to a hospital 3 days ago, 83 years old.
Close to death.
He's said to be close to death.
I had a weird mixed reaction to seeing the headline. That at first I thought, good.
Yeah.
And then I
mm-hmm.
felt morbid that, you know,
that you want
rooting
someone
for
die.
Someone. And then I thought, well, maybe that's not good because people probably want the guy, you know, to live his life behind bars as long as possible to do his penance. This will be a sweet release. Unless he goes straight to hell, I assume.
Right. He'll assume that the straight to hell is probably the number one option for what is going to happen to the soul of Charles Manson.
So when he gets into the elevator, goes straight down.
Charlie probably would tell us today, I'm going to the same place you guys are going.
I don't think we've lived the same lives or made the same life choices.
Depends on your spirituality. He's like, it's just blackness. It's the same place.
Yeah, he's serving a life sentence for ordering the brutal killings of 7 people in 1969. Think about that. He was He's been incarcerated since the 70s.
And he could have been...
The sentences were commuted to life when California got rid of the death penalty. He was originally supposed to receive the death penalty, and then they got rid of the death penalty in 1972, and it was commuted to just life.
His whole story is considered like a watershed event in terms of the hippie movement. Prior to Charles Manson, people still picked up hitchhikers.
Hippies were nice.
Hippies put flowers and rifles and were like, hey, man, say no to war. And we loved hippies. After Charles Manson, people were, for a generation, were spooked out. People with long hair, you're like, you do not pick them up. They got a buck knife in their...
Yeah.
It was like a sad end of a generation. And he could have been a big pop star.
Yes.
No, he was a musician. So didn't he jam out with the Beach Boys?
A lot of people thought he was
really,
they were like, he's good.
I've always wanted to go out to his compound. Nothing's there anymore.
Out in the desert, the ranch?
Yeah, there's nothing there anymore. You can get there, but I mean, I just felt like there's people there.
It was recently back in the news because one of the followers said, hey, there's a spot that you didn't look at that we, you know, dumped people. Because there were a lot of people where it was like they just went missing. And some people were like, was that a Charles Mint? Yeah, exactly. And I remember there was a couple years ago a story. They were back out there, you know, doing all their sonar and trying to find out if it didn't pan out to anything. But Lord knows what's out there. I mean, they had a lot of land, and it's just nothing but desert.
Have there been any good Charles Manson movies? Did they make, like, I know TV movies, but has there been a major?
Not on the top of my mind. I don't know. You'd think there would be by now.
You know, when we've made so many Halloweens, you know what I mean? So many chainsaws. Why doesn't one of the big horror movie makers do...
A Manson movie.
A Manson, or is that disrespectful? It's too...
Maybe they don't want
because
to...
Because he's alive. And
yeah, that's probably what it is, because he's alive.
That's what I'm saying. So if he passes now, green light, let's make the movie Manson.
Because now you wouldn't want to give him the glory. Like, that would just be something else where he's like, see, look.
I want to give another shot at for a leading man, and he needs it these days? I would do Manson, Johnny Depp.
I was just going to say it, yes.
Johnny Depp as Charles Manson.
Yeah, he'd be great.
That trailer already works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It starts out and you hear him talking, and then all of a sudden, boom. If the visual works and you're like, holy cow, it's Johnny Depp. I'm so seeing this.
It'd be great. Molly would love it.
This is the thing. So Quentin Tarantino, and this is what I thought, because don't you remember there was all this hubbub about who was going to play Sharon Tate, and the Tate family was like, that girl's not pretty enough to play it.
I remember
that. There is a Manson movie in the works, and it's a Quentin Tarantino. He's quietly started putting together the project, and they're talking about like possibly Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise.
I could see
Brad Pitt playing a crazy...
No, it doesn't
fit.
Oh,
think about him in 12 Monkeys. He absolutely has that like...
I'm with Jeff on the Johnny
Depp. This must
be
like an implanted memory because there's an IMDb story from September of 2000. Okay?
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
It says Hollywood star Johnny Depp has been forced to write a begging letter to imprisoned murderer Charles Manson in order to set up a meeting and research his latest project. Depp is to play the infamous killer and tell the story of his murderous exploits in his latest movie, which Hollywood insiders claim is set to stir up controversy. Depp is insisting he set up a meeting with Manson at the time, 64. So you wonder if 9/11 happens, maybe funding falls out. We should look into this and find out what happened with the Johnny Depp Charles Manson project. That's September of 2000.
Okay.
Margot Robbie was set to play Sharon Tate.
Okay.
And there was like talk. There's like been talk that Margot Robbie would play Sharon Tate, and like the family's like,
Pretty enough.
Yeah, whatever. It was kind of strange. And then Brad Pitt could possibly be. But there was also talk of possibly Jennifer Lawrence as well. So there has been recent buzz about a Manson project with Quentin Tarantino.
How about Jared Leto?
Oh, my God. Perfect.
He's too young.
Oh, he's too young, yeah.
He's too pretty.
That's why Depp would be perfect.
He's so pretty.
Because he'd be the age.
How old was Manson when he was, like, out and breathing free air? That's the thing. He wasn't that old. He was a young... guy. I mean, he was part of that hipster scene. I mean, that was the whole thing, is that he was jamming and he was meeting all these hippies. I don't think he was that as old as like a Johnny Depp. I think he was probably maybe in his 30s, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, you consider that was 40 years ago and he's 83 now. So maybe, anyhow.
But
he's
you could have
not doing well.
Johnny as the crazy, because you're going to want to have
him. Johnny would be great.
Flash forward, flashback.
So a quiz on a middle school take-home assignment last week had students' parents crying out, what is this? Parents quickly took to Facebook to express their outrage over questions that the teacher apparently downloaded from the internet. It was a whole family worksheet. It's part of this, like, family class. And the teacher kind of went rogue and just downloaded a worksheet from the internet. Not school approved. The school district's like, we didn't know anything about this. It wasn't part of the approved curriculum. And she wasn't trying to stir anything up, but she obviously didn't look all the way through the quiz because the last four questions on the quiz are what have parents so angry.
What are the questions?
What do you call it when a married person has a relationship with someone? And then the answer is an affair. And then what do you call a married man's girlfriend? What do you call the much younger boyfriend of an older woman?
What
do you call the much younger and beautiful wife of an older wealthy man? Wow. These were the last four questions after things like
how
some of the questions.
How old are the kids?
11.
11 year old.
So the kids didn't get the answers right because they didn't know trophy wife or boy toy.
Right. Yes. They did know things like, because like the quiz starts off with simple stuff. Like, what do you call the sister of your father? And you're like, well, aunt, you know, it's like, well, what do you call the father of your mother? And it's like grandfather and like cousins and all this stuff. And it's like normal, like putting together family tree lines and what you would call people. And then it got weird. And then suddenly it's mistress, boy toy, and trophy wife.
So I would assume somebody made this. It was an insider prank.
No, it wasn't a prank. The teacher, it's actually a website that a lot of teachers use, but they use it for English as a second language is what I was reading about. It's meant for adults. So it's like if you were coming to the country and you were trying to learn things, like this is like the funny, like they even say in it, it's like this is not suitable for small children, but the teacher.
Right,
must
but they're
have
trying
been,
to be snarky with those last four.
I was just saying, because why would that ever be there?
It's tongue in cheek. I mean, to say boy toy and trophy
right.
wife.
This was never meant for small people. This was always meant as like, hey, you know, we're just having fun. We're adults. Like, you're in this class. Here you go. And apparently the teacher just didn't realize or didn't read the description of what the quiz was, didn't read it through, printed it off, and is like, here you go. Pass it out. Bring it in tomorrow.
Boy toy.
I know. Interesting homework.
Katy Perry show. That's coming up. And we got your ticket. Hello, who's this?
This is Priscilla.
Hi, Priscilla. I love that name, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you named after? Do you know?
So my parents wanted my initials to be P-R-A after them, so Priscilla Ruth.
Ah.
Oh, I love Ruth.
P-R-A.
That's such a good name.
A. Why? P-R- now, why is the P-R-A?
Well, now I should say it's A. Well, that's my maiden, or that's my married name now, but it was P-R-B, so funny story. My dad loved to drink P-B-R, so my mom's name is Renee, my dad's name is Phil. So he's like, well, we'll just mix up the initials. So technically, like, you have our initials, but technically you're named after my favorite beer. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Priscilla is a PBR.
It is.
And PBR is totally in now.
It is.
It's like cool young people drink PBR.
Holy smokes.
I'm glad to hear that there's another man out there. I had to restrain my husband from naming our son Kevin Francis.
Why?
On account of the fact that then his initials would be KFC and he could call him the little colonel.
Oh.
I was like, I procreated with you. Had I known this information about what a twisted sense of humor you had, I don't know if we would be having a child.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
KFC.
That's awesome. Okay.
He was like, come on, the little colonel? What a perfect name.
Now, Priscilla, do you like PBR?
I don't. I'm not a big beer drinker.
Oh, okay.
Didn't, I know. Debbie Downer.
Understandable. Understandable.
It didn't continue to the next generation.
Does your husband ever say things like, PBR me, ASAP? And you're like, that's not funny. Like, I'm not going to sit on your lap.
Yes, he actually has, because we did the fantasy football, and so we played against each other, and I was like, if I win, you have to bring me ice cream whenever I want. And he's like, if I win, you have to bring me a beer anytime I want. So he won, and he's like, PBR, now. And I was like, that's not
it. I hate my initials!
Here's a compromise. Why can't you guys just agree to both? Like, honey, every time I ask you to bring me ice cream, you got to do it.
Oh.
And in exchange, every time you ask me to bring you a beer, I'll do it.
See, I like that.
It pretty much works that way.
All right, good.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Priscilla, we got a pair of tickets for you, okay? It's tickets to Katy Perry. All right?
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah.
And you're also in the running to get into that drop zone, too, by the way. So the drop zone's right near the stage. You can get up and close and personal, okay?
sweet.
Now, do you have a bunch of buddies that were going anyway? Any of your friends that already had tickets?
Not that I know of yet. I'm surprising my 10-year-old daughter with it.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, good deal. Has she been good?
She's decent. She has her moments, but don't we decent. All?
Good-ish.
This could be a nice little early Christmas present.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, hold on a line. We'll get you all hooked up, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. See, my middle name's just Mike. Or no, Patrick, actually.
Sure.
Are you?
Let's not rush it.
Sure, let's not. Like, let's just make a...
I mean, you're a young guy. You haven't been around that long to know your name.
No, you're probably still... writing it in there just in case you lose a shirt.
So it's Mike?
Michael Patrick is what it is.
That's a gorgeous name,
oh,
Michael Patrick.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's so nice. Jeff, what's your middle name?
You don't know?
I don't actually.
Scott.
I'm
Scott.
I did not know it was Scott.
Mm-hmm. You did not know that. Come on.
And it could have been, apparently, you know how people borrow names. It could have been Ryan. And then they had found out that somebody else, a child not even conceived yet, was going to be Ryan.
Oh,
a cousin.
Okay.
They're like, you know, when we have a boy, it'll be Ryan.
You're like,
oh, they name markered
like,
already? They put their marker out? You're like,
yeah,
you guys
isn't
haven't
that
even
a funny
struck
thing?
The deal.
And then they're like, oh, we got to go back to the woodshed. I'm like, for Jeff? I don't like Ryan either. So no offense to any Ryans out there.
Oh, I just like Ryan.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Jeff is a great name, but I just, you know.
In defense of your parents, like coming up with Jeff, it's tough. That whole conversation, I have never had such a stressful like time trying to find a compromise, something that you both like, and not just like that you can, quote, live with. I mean, because this is going to be a human being that is entwined with you for the rest of your life. You can't just be like, eh.
The story that I was told is that I then went nameless. I'm the third.
Yeah.
So I understand that you have names for baby number one, baby number two. I totally get it. Third one, you're like, we just want him to be healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It. We don't even care what it is. We just want it to be healthy. We'll name it when it comes out breathing. And so I was nameless baby.
For how long?
Until people were like on the way over to the house.
Okay.
Like people were going to meet. They didn't want to introduce nameless baby.
They're like, come on, give me a name.
What is the origin of Jeff? I mean, was it just a name that they liked, that they both could agree on, that they were both like, yeah, that's a cool name.
Yeah. Not named after anybody.
Okay. Because that really does come down to what I found out when we were going to name our two kids is how agreeable my husband was to just about any girl name I threw out there. But how absolutely bone-crushingly critical he was of any boy name. Like, he's like, nope, that could be this.
And
like,
he didn't get mad at Declan. Oh, he didn't want it to be turned into playground fodder?
Right.
Oh, were you afraid that the kids could pick on Declan?
No.
For just being interesting?
Kids don't usually pick on, like, it's usually stuff that they can make. Like, Peter is my husband's name. And so you can only imagine, like, he was Peter. Like, you know, Pete, like whatever. I don't
Peter
know what
Piper,
kind of...
Peter Piper, Peter Pan. They'd see
but
the song Peter.
Here's a funny thing, though, guys. So our parents' generation was paranoid of that, too. Do you remember as a kid, though, any of those name rhymes? Do you remember on the playground picking on someone? I mean, can you recall it now?
Yeah, I can recall being picked on.
Okay,
it's funny that you say that. Like,
what was the name?
There was a metal band called Molly Hatchet. And people used to call me Molly Hatchet all the time. And I just hate it. It just sounded so, you know, they'd be like, hey, Molly Hatchet. Molly
But
she
would have been older. I'm saying, do you remember any other kids' names that got picked on? Do you remember any classmates and a name that was like, oh, yeah, I remember we called them?
No, because.
See, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't.
My brother's name's Peter. Also, same as her husband. So he got his name. They made fun of his name. They used to call us Pete and Repeat. I was Repeat.
Well, yours is
that's
good.
That's funny.
Yeah. So. But no, I don't even recall picking on anyone because of their names.
Now, why were you Repeat? Because did you repeat what Pete said?
No, because I was his little brother, you know, and we're always hanging out. So they'd be like, hey, there's Pete and Repeat, you know. It's weird.
These sound, though, like more adolescent nickname. You guys were older.
No. We were probably elementary school, actually, you know, is when that was. Pete and Repeat. And they used to call us, I don't know where this came from. Maybe someone can help me. But the boys from Brazil, what does that mean?
No, the boys from Brazil, like the horror book?
Yeah.
The boys from Brazil.
There's the boys from Brazil. I'm like, huh? Okay.
The Boys from Brazil was about a Nazi program where they were taking Hitler's DNA and they were making like new Nazi youth in Brazil. Boys from Brazil.
Okay. I think that's probably an actual faux documentary now on the History Channel.
The Boys from Brazil. Hello.
It was a horror novel.
What's your name? Hello. What's going on?
Hey, my name is, I was supposed to be a boy, so I would have been David, but that came out a girl, so they named me DeVita. They put an A on the end, but I would have been David Albert, so they made me DeVita Alberta.
Oh, wow.
And then I got married, and then my last name was Dixon, so now my initials spell Dad, and so when, you know, the kids would get their homework and you have to initial at the bottom, I would always initial Dad. But then my ex-husband, he's my ex-husband now, he would always say, you're initialing wrong. You can't spell your name D with a lowercase A and a lowercase D because that's me. He says, if you're going to initial the kid's homework, then you got to put a capital D, a capital A, and a capital D.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
Okay.
My dad signed my homework. They're like, funny. Take it back.
That's my mom. That's not my dad. That's my mom.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, thanks for calling. Take care.
You're welcome.
All right.
I still have to say the worst one we ever heard was the kid whose last name was Munch.
Yeah, I love
that. And they name their child Dick.
So heartbreaking.
It's like, what?
You're like, who does that? Do you hate your child that much in the womb?
Are they clueless?
I think the parents just must have been as sweet as the pure driven snow. That they didn't see.
Somebody's not a friend that's like, hey, listen.
We didn't do that on purpose.
Might want to tell you something. Just don't want to hurt your feelings, but hey.
I mean, I'm so twisted that if my last name was Munch, I'm like, okay, whoa. We're going to have to workshop all of these names because to me, everything's suspect. Anything Munch.
Jeff right. Munch
is problematic.
Yes.
Munch. That's great. 938-9400.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, nothing. I was just calling about the names.
Yeah,
my last name is Guy. So you can imagine what little kids would change that to.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so we were having our first son, and I wanted to name him after me because I'm named after my dad. So he would have been the third. His full name would have been Robbie Lee Guy the Third. His initials would have been RG3.
Oh, RG3, okay.
That actually sounds cool.
RG3. Down.
It did?
He's also a quarterback for the Redskins.
Yeah, yes, he
That's
is.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, the deal is that, like, I know a lot of the thirds, and they get clever with it. Like, they'll call him Trey. You know, I mean, I've heard that. And for the longest time, I thought the guy's name was Trey. And then, like, I met his parents.
And they didn't call him
Trey. They called him whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, Trey? And he's like, yeah, I'm the third. So that was just always shorthand. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. Like, how you can live a double life.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a good day, bud. Thanks for calling. All right, 7 News Molly, what's up?
Drake was performing in Australia, and he noticed a guy out in the crowd kept groping a bunch of the female concert goers and stopped the show. He yelled from on stage, yo, stop that. Cut off a song, pointed straight at the guy, and Drake like called him out. He's like, if you don't stop touching girls, I'm going to come out there and blank you up.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
No. I'm like, how do they see anything from the stage, let alone some guy? This guy, either Drake has eagle eyes, or this guy must have really been like hardcore, like groping women.
Maybe he was really tall and had long arms.
Just saw Octopus Man.
Looked like that scary creature from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Just all night out in the crowd. Big arms touching people.
It's War of the Worlds. And it's a groper. Ugh, the gropers. More groping stories. Sadly, after opening up about being sexually assaulted by director Brett Ratner when she was a teenager, Natasha Henstridge.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is like almost every boy's childhood crush.
Yeah.
Species?
Yes.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
So she was, what's the story?
So she's a twofer. Brett Ratner sexually assaulted her, raped her. And, well, no, but I'm saying
the two
like,
big names. So it's Harvey and Brett.
and Harvey Weinstein, she said he did the whole, may I pleasure myself? And she's like, no. Well, he's like, that's not going to stop me. She said, I did manage to avoid actual physical, an actual physical attack by Harvey Weinstein, but she still had to deal with that incident, man, that took place. I know. So, I mean,
when
here's
is this
a woman.
Pass? I mean, I don't just know. It's like, it sucks being a guy right now.
Jeff, who's the guy?
Because you're just like, okay.
Oh, I know. It's so grimy, gross, and
I can't
awful.
Like, I can't imagine the equivalent of like all these stories were out there and they're like, women are attacking guys.
Terry Crews, the guy that got I just saw an interview with him.
Yeah, he named names.
Yeah, I mean, he goes in description about what happened and how how the powerful people of Hollywood have done such a good job of making it seem like this is part of the job. Which power. They're just all power people.
The
just
casting
doing it.
Couch.
Yes, they said that's what
he
said.
There must be some.
He was afraid.
Thing that goes along with power that causes a little bit of deviance that slips in.
I think it's a protected environment.
Right. But I'm saying, why is it that rich and, I mean, look at this, the thing that's going on with the politician that's in trouble. It's like, why do these powerful people
feel like
have
they can
such
do that?
A horrible sexual deviancy in their backfield?
But I don't think, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket compared to all the people that are in power that aren't those people. I mean, I think that there is a certain level of narcissism, and if you add a dollop of darkness to it, but I mean, I think of it's sad that this taints it for like an entire, you know, sect of humanity. But I mean, I think it's more of an outlier than the norm. I don't think most people behave like these men have been behaving.
That's what I'm saying. What is it? Is it,
I don't know.
Is it chicken or the egg? Is it coming after the power? They're given the power, and so they're.
I think
this
so.
This deviancy pours in that I can do things I could get away with that a normal person that all have regular jobs are like, how would I ever get away with even suggesting that? We'd be slapped and a drink thrown at you, or you'd be outed.
Beat up, fired, whatever. You know, all these kinds of crazy things would
happen.
Let's
say even before you, people, even the want was there to be a goof.
Yeah,
I think these people
power.
Already, the want was there, and then they were given opportunity. I think it was always like there, and then they slowly worked themselves into situations where it's like, I can now do this, and who's going to stop me?
No one's going to stop
like
me.
Like if you read the way Louis C.K. has come out and described and apologized for what he did, these were consensual situations where women...
No, they weren't.
Well, some of his stories were saying where women, I'm saying consent early on, they wanted to hang out with him.
Okay.
That's not consent.
And then he's, all right, calm down. I'm saying that it's not him going up to strangers in the park. What he's saying is these women wanted to
hang out,
not sexually.
Whatever. Yeah.
And he's interpreting with his power, being like, well, I want sex now.
Now.
And going there.
That's not consent. I think you need to find another
word.
No,
he's not saying. No,
I'm just saying, like, they're going and saying, like, hey, let's grab a drink isn't like code for show me your junk. I mean,
I've never said that. I'm talking about being alone in a hotel room with someone.
And you weren't alone.
You weren't the bellhop.
All right. They were together. I mean, but I'm saying those women were together. They came in, they were together. They went to meet him. He invited him back for a drink, and then he got undressed and started his business. I mean, there was no...
He has multiple stories. I mean, there's multiple cases of this.
Yeah, five. Five women on the record. I mean, probably more, who's to say, but I mean, at least five that were willing to talk about it.
But I'm saying, you remember like the Cosby story? Yeah, a lot of these women were going to go home with him, and then he drugged them. What I'm saying is there's a... disconnect there with these powerful men.
I don't get it.
They're like, I'm just going to take it.
Right. I just don't get it.
It was there. It might have been there. Someone was interested in you, and powerful guys going.
They see it a different way.
Well, now it's from here to sex. And I'm saying, I don't think most guys.
But in a lot of these cases, these women weren't interested in them. You know what I mean? It was work stuff. Like, you know, it's like, come, let's have a meeting. And then they got weird. Like, these ladies thought that they were going and
maybe
doing...
Maybe there was mixed emotion.
You've run into this. Most men never know. A lot of guys out there can't interpret female attention.
It's mixed messages.
Guys out there are like, huh? Oh, so you like me that way? How many times in your life women are like, no. I wasn't like that. I was saying I thought you were a nice guy or funny, or I wanted to talk about work.
And it got weird.
And you guys were like, oh, sorry, I misinterpreted. I thought you liked me that way.
No, these are different situations. These were situations where it was housed under, we're working, and then these things happened, you know? Like,
all right, regardless, we got to wrap this. We're out of time here.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.